The FBI has delivered thousands of previously undisclosed materials from its Oklahoma City bombing investigation to Timothy McVeigh's defense team. The Bureau says the items were mistakenly withheld. Joining me now is NPR's Wade Goodwin. Morning, Wade.
Good morning.
What kinds of materials were turned over to McVeigh's defense team?
These documents are called 302s, and they are the forms that FBI agents fill out after they conduct an interview with a source in an investigation. And these forms are, in essence, summaries of the interviews. Hundreds of these 302s, thousands of pages, which should have been turned over to McVeigh's attorney before trial years ago, were evidently left sitting in the FBI's office in Oklahoma City and have only now come to light.
Well, why are they turning them now?
That's a good question. Evidently, government employees were going through files preparing to archive this material when they stumbled upon these documents. Someone must have realized that they had never been turned over. The Justice Department is placing blame squarely on the FBI. This is a huge embarrassment for the Bureau.
Could this delay McVeigh's scheduled execution next Wednesday?
Yeah, these documents reportedly concern interviews that were done soon after the bombing that were following leads regarding John Doe number 2. You remember the sketch of the alleged co-conspirator who was never found. The FBI eventually came to believe that this sketch was a mistake made by the people who rented Timothy McVeigh the Ryder rental truck in Kansas. Nevertheless, these documents speak to the larger issue of conspiracy, and the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals may want time to consider these documents, and that could delay McVeigh's execution, which was set originally for next week.
So what happens now?
All eyes turn toward Timothy McVeigh. The ball is now in his court. He has since the trial publicly admitted his role in the bombing, and he asked his attorneys to stop all appeals on his behalf. McVeigh bombed the Murrow Building in part to pay back the federal government for the tragedy at Waco with the Branch Davidians. McVeigh might want to delay his execution to further the embarrassment that this incident causes the FBI. On the other hand, the whole world is watching right now, and Timothy McVeigh may want his execution to proceed on schedule.
Yeah, there's no question about his guilt, and he has asked that there be no appeal of his execution date. So where is there a problem?
Well, the problem could be with the court. I mean, what McVeigh has said to reporters or a psychiatrist or a sociologist, that's one thing. What has already been admitted in court is another. And, you know, his confessions to reporters are not official evidence. And so the court will only examine what has been placed before the court, and the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals may want to take a closer look at these documents, which it has never seen before.
Do they have the power to order another trial?
They could. I mean, if they decide that these documents are evidence that could have possibly affected the jury and the jury's verdict, they could order a new trial. The Justice Department insists that there's nothing in these documents that would lend themselves to that conclusion, and that McVeigh's conviction will stand.
NPR's Wade Goodwin. A lawyer familiar with the McVeigh case tells the Associated Press that the boxes found in government offices contain information about thousands of phone calls to the FBI after the bombing. Some of those calls were from people who claimed they had spotted McVeigh elsewhere on the day of the bombing. The documents also were delivered to the attorney for Terry Nichols, McVeigh's former Army buddy, who is now serving a life sentence for planning the bombing. Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating said reaction in Oklahoma City to the newly found McVeigh documents was one of stunned disbelief. The mother of the child photographed lifeless in a firefighter's arms said, "We needed this death penalty." McVeigh's lawyers say he hasn't decided whether to seek a delay in his execution, now set for Wednesday morning. It would be the first federal execution since 1963.